After one of the darkest moments in his life, Eric Clapton turned to his music to heal and ended up with one of his biggest hits on this date, January 8, 1992, when he released Tears in Heaven. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. In March of 1991, Clapton's 4-year-old son Connor died tragically after falling from a New York high-rise. In his grief, Clapton went back to the studio where he was working on the soundtrack to the film Rush. Most of the film's music was instrumental, although it did contain 3 vocal tracks. Clapton wrote the first verse, and co-lyricist Will Jennings finished the song. It made its first appearance on the soundtrack to the film, but like the song, the subject matter was particularly dark, and it faded from theaters. However, when the song was released as a single, it resonated with audiences and quickly rose up the charts, reaching number 2 and becoming Clapton's best-selling solo track. The next year would help Clapton become one of the biggest winners at the 1993 Grammy Awards, winning 3 awards including Best Pop Vocal Performance, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year. A live version of Tears in Heaven would also be on Clapton's Unplugged album, which would win Album of the Year at the same ceremony. Despite its success, the subject matter was too strong, and Clapton eventually phased it out of his live set lists, along with the similar My Father's Eyes, a tribute to his own father who he never knew. It was triumph born of tragedy for Eric Clapton on this date, January 8, 1992, when he released Tears in Heaven. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Thank you.